You are listening to EAA Radio, and we're sitting here talking with Roger Shaw from the Airman Education Program at what we will just refer to as CAMI. And we were just talking about how you had this program going on in Oklahoma City, and apparently you've got 90% of it almost here as far as that. You've got the gyro simulator, and it sounds like in the future you're going to be able to bring a facsimile of that pressure chamber as well, which is fascinating to me apparatus can even be, in Oklahoma, that fills, a good portion, not a huge, but that's a giant sealed structure.
We're not going to change the pressure, though.
Right, okay. So how I'm a little interested in how are you going to simulate that?
What it does the is portable. It changes the oxygen content in the tent so that you
so
go
So it gives
from
you the same feeling.
Feeling.
Right.
But you don't have a change in partial pressure.
Okay.
Yep.
And so what else is involved? Walk me through a day of I've signed up for this course, and it seems to be going around. Maybe it's just dry air.
No, it's called Oklahoma heat. 103 degrees, and you move up here to humidity.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of dry in California, too. So you come here, and you feel like you're wrapped in saran wrap all day. But so what's a day in the course?
Well, you start at 8 o'clock and you check in, and we then run run academics till 12. We do the subjects. You're interested in that?
If they have to do with aviation, then
They do. We talk about hypoxia, decompression sickness, trapped gas, self-imposed stresses, and those pressurization changes in aircraft that they deal with. We talk about oxygen equipment and the different types of oxygen equipment available in their assets and liabilities as far as their how much, which one goes to certain altitudes and the requirements.
So this is a little class.
It's just a little class. We do atmosphere. We talk about the atmospherics, how it's divided physiologically at divisions, and then the physical divisions also. And then we do a real good study of the circulatory and respiratory system, so that you understand how we unload oxygen and offload CO2. So, because that's a real important factor to understand that. And if you understand that, you understand what partial pressure does and how it causes problems at altitude if you don't have the oxygen on board. And the basic reason we do that is we want to make sure the pilot has about a 95 to 98% blood oxygen saturation, whether he's at sea level or if he's at 15,000, 25,000 feet. And we want them to understand how to measure that so that they don't get hypoxic.
And you said you also have a survival course.
Yes.
Which is different from the physiology training.
Yes, that's a second day that we run that.
And this is of a three-day course.
No, it's actually the FAA survival courses. We teach the FAA or crew there. That's our requirements. That's a three-day course. We've taken that subject and pined it down to a one-day course for general aviation, Arctic, desert, water, jungle, survival, medicine, how to put together a kit. We usually run them to the smoke evac over there, which is a commercial aircraft, shows you how to get out of an aircraft and how foggy it gets in there. So we try to give them a broad sweep of that and how to put together a survival kit in their aircraft or their car. And that's really a beneficial course if you haven't had survival courses. And I think that if a person comes to Oak City, if we try to arrive on a Tuesday, you do the class on Tuesday physiologically, and then you stick around till Wednesday, and you get the survival course in there. But all you have to do is pay for room and board and gas to get there. It's an excellent program. And we have probably, I'd say, 180 years of experience in there. Most of the folks did all this stuff in the Air Force or the Navy.
And that's where you get the big pool.
We got the big diving. We got a pool there that we do that, the water survival with that. We got all the different hoists that are on the airplanes. And then we talk about the how to get picked up, some of the survival techniques, depending where you're going.
No, and despite the gravity of the subject, which I don't intend to suggest that it should be taken lightly, but for me, the whole experience was kind of fun. It's a really enjoyable,
I think it's a fun course to teach. I think the people that come there are amazed at how much they've learned, and I think it's preparation's a key.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get a ride in the little gyro simulator. You get the pressure chamber. You get to swim with your clothes on.
You get to come to Oklahoma.
Right. You get to come to Oklahoma.
Not in the summer, it's 103, but maybe some other time. But yeah, it's a very good program. We are really proud of that.
And you also provide for people various videos, DVDs,
we have
web education.
Yeah, we have an 18 set of DVDs. There are actually three DVDs on there, but they're 18 subjects. We take each subject and then we give, it's probably average 15 minutes long with a review section. So if you plug in that part of that DVD, you can find out the four types of hypoxia. And generally, we don't have all the good jokes on there, but the basic academic stuff is on those things. And they're for schools or anybody that needs to teach. We support the FAST team and their counselors or anybody that needs that wants to go out and give a talk on those subjects. It gives the basics for them. And then you can expand on that if you really want to go any deeper as far as a safety meeting or anything. And they're built for schools, safety programs, and counselors, CFIs. And that's what we offload that. We have also a 8-set DVD set of survival. They're a little longer, 25 minutes maybe, because they have a little more didactic material in there as far as the Arctic desert, water, jungle, survival medicine, signaling. Those are the 8 subjects. I'm not sure I got 8 there, but that's close enough. And now we're building a human factor tape also. We're putting together some of the stuff we do in the CRM course over at the Academy, and they're going to be about 10 different subjects. So if somebody wants to know, what's aeronautical decision-making? Well, we just put that on there, and you get about 15 minutes, and this is what aeronautical decision-making is, and this is what the PhDs and everybody are saying. And it gives them a little understanding of situation awareness, risk assessment. And they're built for educational material stuff. So we have that available also for anybody. There's no copyrights on the stuff. We built it to offload to make safety and efficiency in the cockpit better.
Great. And I know that there's also, if you want to talk briefly about the FAST team, the safety effort, the safety and education effort that goes on at the local FISDOs and in the regional areas. And, you know, you've got flight instructors, pilots, different people who are representing the FAA educational experience.
Yes.
Is that correct? And
yes.
How does somebody become a part of that? How does somebody go to a seminar?
Okay, the FAST team is actually, if you come to the FAA Safety Forum hangar, we're right to the left, and right to the left of the gyro machine or the spatial disorientation device is the booth for the FAST team. And they're basically to increase safety. And they're looking for people that get how to get in the WINGS programs,
through education,
how to get online, and support. We need counselors. They're looking for counselors. They're looking for folks that want to get involved in teaching and education and meetings. And this is what the didactic material we build is for. For those folks, say you have a person that wants to be a counselor and they fly a lot, but they've never done much speaking or talking or teaching. Well, this gives them the academic stuff to make them feel good about it. And you don't have to know everything. You just plug this thing in and talk about it. And then you learn by talking to the other pilots in the group about that subject, because some of them have probably experienced something maybe in those
subjects.
Yeah,
and scenarios and experience. Yeah. There's no replacement for that.
No replacement for the real life stuff.
Especially in your area.
That's right. Because the hangar flying is where it's done. You know, you can talk about the academics, but let's talk about it. What did you experience at it? Well, you mean you were at 18,000 feet and you got lightheaded? Yeah. Well,
right.
You know, so that's where it's at. And that's what the FAST team is using to spread that information out and get a lot of counselors and stuff. And that program's available in the hangar, and they need to come in there and show you how to get online. A couple of talks also in the hangar.
Okay. Well, Roger Shaw with the Airman Education Program of CAMI with the Federal Aviation Administration. And before we sign off with you, where exactly can people find you guys on the field and get lots of wonderful information and try the gyroscope? I can help you out with that if you want.
You can help me out. We're next to the EAA warehouse on the... And it's the FAA safety building.
Right. You're in the warehouse over there. It's I guess, whatever direction this is over here from Aeroshell Square.
You
just off
this.
Of Aeroshell Square.
You know where the brand new tower is?
There you go.
If you hit that tower, you'll run into our door.
Okay. And where can people find out about this program and the FAA safety team, the FAST team, if they're not here?
If you want to go to FAA.gov on the computer, and if you go search Airman Education, you'll come up with our program.
Excellent.
Okay? And then if you put FAA Safety Team, you'll come up with the FAST Team information.
Great. Well, okay? Thank you very much for your time and for coming in here today. I'm Magneto Mel. You've been listening to Roger Shaw. And I've also had had a little bit of input here from Dynamic Mike, who's being a little quiet.
I definitely was quiet on this one because this is kind of beyond my pay grade in terms of being a student pilot, but I'm learning.
This is EAA Radio, 1210 AM, 100.7 FM, and on the web at airventure.org.